This is Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. Here is your host, Joe DiRienzo.
Hello and welcome to Our Pastimes Podcast, presented by USA Baseball. It's Wednesday, July 22nd. Coming up on today's show, the women's national team made history at the Pan Am Games. The men's team comes away with silver, and you listeners, you get to find out how to win a Stars and Stripes sealed hobby box from Panini. Plus, an organization-wide update as we near the end of July. But first, let's see what's leading off. The Pan American Games are ongoing in Toronto, and a pair of USA Baseball national teams went to Canada to represent our nation. The men's team saw action first, claiming the silver medal on Sunday. Team USA needed a win in their final game to earn a spot in the medal rounds after going 3-2 in their first five matchups. They made it through on an impressive 4-1 victory over Canada, led by Nate Smith, who struck out 10 batters in his 5 2/3 innings of work. In a matchup with Cuba in the semis, the men's team found themselves trailing most of the way. They were down 2-0 early until a solo shot from Patrick Kivlahan cut the deficit in half, but Cuba tacked on three more and was up 5-1 in the seventh. Team USA fought back. Travis Jankowski and Tyler Pastrnicki each hit two RBI doubles to tie the game at 5 at the end of 7. And then two innings later, Jankowski singled, stole second, and scored the game-winning run on an Andy Parrino walk-off base hit. The men's team moved on to the gold medal game with a 6-5 win over Cuba. Team USA faced Canada in the gold medal game, which was a back-and-forth battle that saw multiple ties and lead changes, and fittingly sent the teams into an international tiebreaker with a score tied at 4 after 9. Team USA scored a pair of runs in their half inning on a Tyler Pastrnicki double, but Canada struck back in the bottom of the 10th. A Pedor RBI single and a throwing error led to three runs and Canada won gold. The U.S. claimed silver behind Tyler Pastrnicki, who was the team's best bat of the summer, batting .450 with 9 RBIs, 6 of which came on 2 outs. On Monday, baseball action continued at the Pan Am Games. This time, though, it was the women competing. It was a historic event in international sport, and the significance was not lost on the women's national team. Now joining us on our Pastimes Podcast, all the way from the Pan Am Games in Toronto, it's head coach of the women's national team, J.P. Pollard. Coach, thanks for taking the time. How is everything up there?
Oh, things are great, man. It's been a great experience for us. The team's really come together. We're one game in, and we're really looking forward to building momentum tomorrow and taking it all the way to the gold medal game.
So, Coach, we're going to talk here a little bit. We'll take everybody back to a few weeks ago. Training and everything started up for you guys. You had a tune-up against the Madonna Stars of Japan over in Cooperstown. After seeing the team in action for the first time in leading up to the Pan Am Games, how did you feel coming in?
You know, in preparation for the Pan Ams, when we played the Japanese team in Cooperstown, we really learned a lot about ourselves. We saw what our depth was and areas we needed to improve on. And through that four-game series, we really determined what we needed to concentrate more on in practice in preparation for the Pan Am Games in Toronto.
It was a cool week or so for you guys off the field as well. Before Cooperstown, you got to go to Yankee Stadium. The women's team got to take the field before the game. What was that experience like?
Oh, it was an amazing experience. My hat's off to the Yankees. They did everything first class. It was a great experience for the girls to get there on the main stage and get the recognition for themselves, but also to see the best players in the world compete at Yankee Stadium. You know, one thing is the ability level of those big league players, but, you know, the Yankees is such a classy organization that it was a great example to follow for our girls to see the right way to play the game and certainly the right way to win.
It was one of a couple pretty cool Major League Baseball-related experiences for you guys. Since USA Baseball is sort of a big family with our alumni, it was cool from at least my perspective to see you guys hanging out with Chris Archer at the men's team game and seeing the team with Sonny Gray at that Yankees game. It must have been a lot cooler for you since you were actually there. Was it more like a, whoa, we're hanging out with MLB players moment, or was the team picking their brains about playing baseball at such a high level?
You know what? It was an indescribable moment for the girls. It was really great for those guys to just come right over, jump right in, and you could see that the minute they saw the USA Baseball logo, they knew it was part of the extended family. And, you know, it certainly probably would be considered a brotherhood previously, but now all the brothers know that they have sisters as well. So it was great to see them all get together and share memories and thoughts. And, you know, once you put that USA jersey on your chest, there's there's a certain level of responsibility that goes along with that. And I think once you've done that, you have a shared experience that you only know what that's like once you do it. So I think there's that mutual respect between the male and female athletes.
Yeah, and the female athletes yesterday, actually on Monday, started their Pan Am Games experience with that matchup against Venezuela. It became the first ever women's baseball game in a multi-sport, multi-nation event. And you and this team got to be a part of that history and took away a win. So that must have been an incredible moment for you guys.
Yeah, you know what? I was so proud of the girls because they sat there and they had the opportunity to not only be part of the first chapter of women's baseball at the Pan Am Games, but the first chapter in the history of that. They got to write that chapter by being involved in the first game, by throwing the first pitch, and thankfully getting the first win.
Yeah, the first win was a big, great first step for you guys. Everyone at home, you can follow the live updates of women's national team action in the Pan Am Games, usabaseball.com. Follow the team on Twitter at usabaseballwnt. Coach, you got a nation on your side rooting for this team and their success at the Pan Am Games. Thanks for coming on our Pastimes podcast, and good luck.
Thank you very much, and thank you to everyone back home for all their support. We certainly notice it up here through the various media outlets, and it does not go unrecognized, and it's very much appreciated.
Coming up next, let's take a look at the organization as a whole to see how the summer has gone for Team USA and preview what's still to come. You're listening to our Pastimes podcast. Panini America is proud to be the exclusive trading card manufacturer of USA Baseball. Before the game's biggest superstars reach the show, they don the stars and stripes, and Panini America is there to chronicle that monumental step in a player's career with the most collectible trading cards, autographs, and memorabilia in the industry, all officially licensed by USA Baseball. Get yours today at your local trading card store or online at iCollectPanini.com. That's iCollectPanini.com. It's a busy time of year for USA Baseball, so it's a good time to recap some of what's happened in the organization and what's still to come this summer. We've already discussed the end of the collegiate national team summer last week as they finished with a 9-8 record and two series victories, one over Chinese Taipei and the other over Cuba, both held in North Carolina. They also competed in a series of games against the Coastal Plains League and against Canada and the U.S. Pan Am Games men's baseball team in the America's Baseball Festival. You just heard how the two Pan Am Games teams are doing, so we'll move on to the 18U national team. The Tournament of Stars wrapped up back on June 28th. 40 players then moved on to Round 1 of 18U trials held in Cary, North Carolina. Round 2 of trials begins on August 16th in Cal State Fullerton, after which the final 20-man roster will be made, and the team will look to defend its gold medal in Osaka, Japan for the WBSC 18U Baseball World Cup. One of the biggest undertakings of the organization has happened away from the friendly confines of the National Training Complex, and that is the National Team Championships, which have come to a close after a long period of action. A big congratulations is in order for the winners of each age group in the East and the West. Out of the 14U East, the winner was Florida Stealth. 14U West winner was BPA DeMarini. 15U East was Team Elite. 15U West, the champion was SKLZ. 17U East, Team Elite won once again, and 17U West was won by CBA Marucci Navy. Top performing players in those age groups will move on to either of the National Team Development Programs or the 15U National Team Trials. The 12U National Team is currently wrapping up its training in Compton, California at the MLB Urban Youth Academy in advance of a trip to Tainan, Taiwan, for the WBSC U12 Baseball World Cup. This is the third year of the 12U National Team's existence, and the team has a chance this year to defend its 2013 World Cup gold medal from its inaugural year of existence. The 15U National Team is the lone one that has not yet seen on-field action in trials or training yet. The 40-man trials roster was just announced this week, and they'll begin their work at the National Training Complex on August 9th. Of those 40 players on the trials roster, 13 are products of last year's 14U National Team Development Program. This year, the team will compete in the COPABE AA Pan Am Championships in Aguascalientes, Mexico. In addition to national team action, August will bring national team development programs and the National Team Identification Series to the forefront of this organization. This year marks the first year that the 13U NCIS will instead be separated as the American Elite Baseball Championship in a partnership with Major League Baseball. The AEBC will be a championship-style single-elimination tournament with some games streamed on MLB.com. We'll close out today's show with the first trivia question and a chance for you all to win Panini's Stars and Stripes hobby box set of USA Baseball trading cards. There's only one way to get the exclusive gear worn by the players on Team USA, and that's from the USA Baseball Shop. For official licensed USA Baseball gear, everything from performance apparel to hoodies, jackets, t-shirts, hats, and more, head over to usabaseballshop.com. And be sure to follow USA Baseball Shop on Twitter and Instagram for exclusive deals and new merchandise. It's time for the first ever Our Pastimes podcast giveaway, courtesy of Panini America. We have five sealed hobby boxes of Stars and Stripes trading cards to give away starting today. To win, all you have to do is answer the trivia question I'm about to ask you. Be the first person to tweet the correct response to @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast and you will win. There's also a second way you can win this week and this week only. All people who retweet USA Baseball's first post with this week's podcast link will also get a chance to win. One lucky Twitter follower will be chosen at random to win this box. Now, I'm not going to delay anymore. Here is this week's trivia question and your chance to win. Which USA Baseball alumni still active in Major League Baseball is last alphabetically? Tweet @USABaseball using the hashtag OurPastimesPodcast if you think you know the correct response. The first person to correctly tweet in an answer will win a sealed hobby box of Panini America Stars and Stripes trading cards. The winner will be announced on Twitter and on next week's podcast, so best of luck, everyone. Remember, if you don't win this week, there are plenty of other opportunities listening to the podcast over the next few weeks. That'll do it for today's episode of Our Pastimes Podcast. Remember, keep up to date with the women's national team on their quest for gold at the Pan Am Games. You can do so by following them on Twitter @USABaseballWNT or logging on to USABaseball.com. For today's guest, JP Pollard, I'm Joe DiRienzo. We'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to USA Baseball's presentation of Our Pastimes Podcast. For upcoming episodes and the complete archive of Our Pastimes Podcast, find us on iTunes or head to usabaseball.com.